why the United States actually wants Hormuz open. Now for this, you have to understand that the United States is not just an oil seller, it's the anchor of the global economy. Let me tell you in points to make you understand better. Point number one, you heard of the petrodollar system, right? The US dollar is the world's reserve currency largely because global oil trade is priced in dollars. When oil markets are disrupted and the global economy destabilizes, it actually undermines dollar dominance and the US financial power. A chaotic oil market isn't the same as a profitable one for the United States. Remember this point. Now point number two, this is the main reason. If Strait of Hormuz stays closed, US allies get hurt far more than the US itself. About 20% of the world's oil passes through Hormuz, but the biggest buyers of that oil are Japan, South Korea, India and China, not the United States. The United States itself sources most of its oil domestically from Canada, Mexico. So Hormuz closure means it is going to devastate US allies in Asia. It will spike global inflation. It will very well cause recession in Europe and Asia. And all of this will create massive diplomatic pressure on Washington to fix it. Now point number three, if Hormuz stays closed, even the United States consumer will feel the pain too. Even though the United States doesn't import much Gulf oil directly, oil is a global priced commodity. When Hormuz closes, oil spikes to $120 to $150 per barrel globally, and Americans pay more at the gas pump, for food, for everything. That's a direct political problem for Trump domestically. There is a saying, right? When you try to create something big, you automatically are part of it. Any disruption will personally hurt you as well, not just your stakeholders. Point number four, the US military is already deployed in the Middle East or West Asia. The United States Navy is actively escorting ships through the Strait of Hormuz. Keeping it closed means an ongoing expensive, risky military commitment with no clear end. And then there is also a huge risk. What if the Iranian attack US naval assets? That will increase expenditure for the US government. And the last reason, number five, is American oil companies are not that simple either. If you look at the US shale producers, yes, they do benefit from high prices for short term, but extreme price hikes and geopolitical chaos creates investment uncertainty, supply chain disruptions, and eventually demand destruction. None of which is great for the long-term US energy industry. So these are some important reasons why the United States actually wants Hormuz open, and that is why we see a certain degree of frustration and anger in Trump while they are coming up with a deal with Iran.